the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging. And to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
In the name of Allah, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about never to humiliation. It's Muharram 1445, and it's the month that is special for the Imam al-Hussein. Never say yes to the humiliation.
Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein.
As I told you, today is 13th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to Surah Fajr verses 15 to 20 for today, and then one important point about these verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن.
And as for man, when his Lord tries him and thus is generous to him and favors him, he says, My Lord has honored me.
وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا.
But when he tries him and restricts his provision, he says, My Lord has humiliated me.
كَلَّا بَلْ لَا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ.
No, but you do not honor the orphan.
وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ.
And you do not encourage one another to feed the poor.
وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا.
And you consume inheritance, devouring it altogether.
وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمًّا.
And you love wealth with immense love.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
These verses, in addition to relating the various kinds of divine trials, also conclude that one being blessed abundantly or being deprived of some blessings by Allah is not a sign of special favor and high rank for him, or a disgrace for him, but the only standard has always and in all respects been faith with virtue. There have been many prophets who were involved in diverse kinds of tasks and calamities in this world, and in contrast, there have been many cruel pagans who possessed every kind of facility in this life. This is the nature of life in the present world. By the way, this verse also points indirectly to the philosophy of the existence of disasters and painful events. At the beginning of this episode, I told you we're going to speak about never to humiliation. Yeah. On that day, the people who won in the spiritual fight between virtues and vices and managed to make the army of reason triumph over the army of ignorance were not, but a small group. Nonetheless, their perseverance and endurance in resistance in that field of honor have caused thousands of people throughout history to learn a lesson and follow their example. If they did not triumph over their vices in their own self, the tree of virtue would have dried up in history, but they irrigated that tree, and you have been many in your time that made their virtues win over their vices within their selves and made their worldly desires surmounted by correct religious and rational sentiments, insight and thinking. Imam al-Hussein made the army of reason overcome the army of ignorance.
Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, distinguished listeners of IRB English Radio, and our fellow advocates for human dignity, assalamu alaikum, and most welcome. I'm here with you today to talk about a pressing issue that affects us all. The need to say no to humiliation. The humiliation defined as the act of causing someone to feel ashamed, embarrassed, or degraded is a deeply damaging experience that can have long-lasting effects on an individual's mental and emotional well-being. It erodes self-esteem, undermines confidence, and can even lead to severe psychological trauma. First and foremost, it is crucial to recognize that every human being deserves to be treated with respect and dignity, regardless of our differences in appearance, beliefs, or backgrounds. We all share a common humanity that should be honored and celebrated. Humiliation in any form goes against the very essence of our shared values. Furthermore, the consequences of humiliation extend far beyond the immediate impact on the individual. It creates a toxic environment that perpetuates a cycle of negativity, breeding resentment and fostering a lack of empathy. When we allow humiliation to persist, we contribute to a society that is divided, hostile, and devoid of compassion. To combat this issue, we must start by promoting empathy and understanding. By putting ourselves in the shoes of others, we can develop a deep appreciation for the impact of our words and actions.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. Now one question and its answer. This is today's special, which asks, what were the consequences of paying allegiance to Yazid? As we know, Imam al-Hussein remained silent and signed a peace treaty with the ruler of his time, Muawiyah. The main reason was that although Muawiyah had started to bring some changes in some of the rulers of Islam, he still preserved his Islamic attitudes in public. Therefore, being in peace with him did not lead to so much damage to religion. But his son Yazid had no intention even to present an Islamic behavior in the Islamic society, yet Muawiyah chose him as the ruler after himself. If Imam al-Hussein kept silence and paid allegiance to Yazid, it would have meant that he approved of his behavior too. As a result, all the rulings and laws of Islam that the Prophet had suffered to teach people for a more prosperous life would gradually disappear over time. Remembering death in the movement of Imam al-Hussein, being hereafter-centric as a key outcome of remembering death and preparing oneself for it. A key outcome of thinking about death is that the individual will perpetually keep the hereafter in mind and they will look at this world as a temporary abode. Such individuals look at this world as a place of fleeting pleasures and focus on the hereafter.
A person with such a worldview will struggle hard for the hereafter because they will understand the true reality of the hereafter. It has been narrated that when Ali al-Asghar was martyred, Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, "O my soul, be patient in the face of all of these calamities. O Lord, you see what calamities we face in this transient world. So store our rewards for tolerating them for the hereafter." In yet another tradition, it has been mentioned that Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, said, "O Lord, now that you have withheld victory from us in this world, store it for us for our hereafter and take revenge on those who wronged us."
The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, tells us in one narration, you know, some people think the origin of the Imam alayhi salam is heavenly. Yes, the origin of the Imam is heavenly in the broad sense of the word. But the existence and the presence of the light of al-Imam al-Hussein precedes the paradise, precedes the heavens and the skies, because the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in one hadith he says, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is my light. Then from my light he created his throne. Then the Prophet explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then split this light, and he created the light of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the light of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the light of al-Imam al-Hasan, then the light of al-Imam al-Hussein, and from the light of al-Imam al-Hussein, he created Jannah, the paradise. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Everything that has to do with Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is exceptional. Because what he went through is exceptional. What happened on the day of Ashura was exceptional. What happened to those women and children was exceptional. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the amazing status that he gave Al-Imam al-Hussein is exceptional. And if you have any doubts about the origin of the Imam alayhi salam preceding paradise and heaven, just look at how the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, used to treat Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam when he was a young boy, for you to grasp and believe how great Al-Imam Al-Hussein is and what an exceptional creation of God he is.
That was all for today's special on the title of Never to Humiliation. Inshallah, that would be a practical slogan and, of course, an important goal for all our life. Please remember us in your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us listen to a wonderful piece of advice from Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, the fourth infallible successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Seek God's forgiveness and repent to him, for he accepts the repentance, pardons the evil doings, and knows well whatever you do. Thank you.
Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about self-sacrifice. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. We are in the second 10 days of Muharram. And, you know, this is a very sad month for all of the followers of the school of thought of the family of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as all of the upholders and proponents of justice and equity, regardless of the faith they belong to. And as you know, in this month, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal followers and some of his closest family members were martyred on the plains of Karbala because they stood up to the injustices of the tyrants of their time. And because of this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad occasion. And the hadith we're looking at today is also tied up to the theme of the revolution of Imam Hussein, because Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sacrificed himself as well as some of his companions and family members on the path of justice and the path of truth. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following regarding self-sacrifice. He said, "Al-Isar a'lal makarim." Self-sacrifice is the highest of virtues. I mean, if we were to, obviously, you know that the virtues within Islamic ethics, there is an hierarchy to them. Some of them are nobler than others. Some of them are higher than others in this hierarchy. And according to this hadith, at the pinnacle and the peak of this hierarchy and this pyramid of virtues, we find self-sacrifice. In another similar hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam is also reported as having said, "Self-sacrifice is the best kindness and the highest rank of belief." Al-Isar ahsanul ihsan. It is the best kindness. Wa'ala maratibil iman. And it is the highest level of faith or the highest level of belief. When a person's belief achieves its peak, and is strengthened to the utmost, it manifests itself in practically in the form of self-sacrifice. Also, Imam Ali alayhi salam again is reported as having said, the best form of generosity is self-sacrifice. This is very clear what this means. You know, generosity can manifest itself in various ways. You know, we can give money to somebody, we can give our time to somebody. The highest form of generosity is when we give our very life, you know, on the path of God and in the service of the needy and those who require our, you know, our sacrifice. Perhaps this is the reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the peak of virtues is self-sacrifice. This is similar to the first hadith we read. Ghayatul makarim al-isar. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of self-sacrifice in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Qur'an Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions on practical tajweed rules and short tafsiri messages from the verses or ayat of the Qur'an Kareem. I really welcome you all, and I'm really happy that I have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider with me today in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome everyone. Fine?
Wa alaikum salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, Ali Nasir?
Alaikum well? Salam sir, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, Hassan Nasrullah.
Alaikum salam sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much, I'm good. And Fawad Haider?
Fine sir.
Alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, we hope you're fine inshallah. We really recommend you stay with us till the end of this session. Inshallah, today we will talk about ayah 132 and 133 of Surah An-Nisa on page 99. Brothers and sisters, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir have opened their Quran. They're ready inshallah to go to this surah. And let's do it so. Please open your Quran. Turn to page 99, ayah 132 and 133. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard wa kafa billahi wakila. إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ قَدِيرًا.
MashaAllah, nice recitation. That was amazing. Let me read once these two verses and have a short explanation, okay? As much as we could. Then we'll go to the tajweed part, okay? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 132 of Surah An-Nisa, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah Almighty belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. And Allah Almighty suffices as trustee. In the next ayah, إِيَّشَأْ يُظْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِي بِآخَرِينَ. If He wishes, Allah Almighty, if Allah Almighty wishes, He will take you away, O mankind, and bring others in your place. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. Allah Almighty has the power to do that. So, you must believe that whatever in the earth, whatever in the skies, in the heavens you see, belong to Allah Almighty. Okay? So, this is not okay if you what? For example, God forbid, if one of your family members passes away, you complain Allah Almighty, why did you kill my friend, for example? Why did you do so to my family? Why did you so and on to my family? You don't have this right. Why? Based on emotions, yeah, okay, you did. But in fact, okay, based on your beliefs, if you see it, this is not okay.
So it's like asking Allah, why did you do this, considered a sin?
No, if it's not like in belief that you don't have the right, if you, God forbid, you ask this, with this belief that you don't have the right because he was my dad, because he was my friend, because he was my mom, because he was my brother. With this belief, okay, if you so and you believe that Allah Almighty must not do so, you're confronting His wisdom. You're confronting Allah Almighty's mercy. You're confronting Allah Almighty's power.
What okay, would you not ask in question? A way that you're angry, but in a way that why did you do this?
Oh, it's okay. Like talking to Allah Almighty, it's okay. But in fact, if you understand, if you believe that Allah Almighty can do this, and you're not confronting Allah Almighty because...
And you're just questioning.
Yeah, just questioning. It's okay. But an iman, okay, the true iman tells you that whenever you lose a person from your family, what would you say instead of complaining? Inna lillahi wa inna إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah Almighty says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Okay, we test you, okay, by taking away, for example, a person from your family, by taking away some of your properties, okay, by for making you face troubles, okay, hunger, these things, okay, famine, these things. So, but وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, at the same time, Allah Almighty says, you should give good news to the patient people. Okay, those who tolerate this situation. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. When a musibah hits them, okay? Alright? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا. Instead of confronting, instead of questioning, what do they do? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We belong to Allah Almighty, and to Him we will return. Instead of, why did you kill my dad? God forbid. Why would you do that? You don't have the right to do this. Oh man, you don't have the right to ask these questions. So, then in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says what? إِيَّشَأْ يُظْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. If Allah Almighty wishes, He will take you away. What does it mean? This ayah talks about this, that if we Muslims, we our nation, my nation, your nation, if we don't pay attention to Allah Almighty's rulings, and the religion of Islam, because we're Muslims, okay? If we really do not make our efforts in order to spread the message of Islam, okay? So basically Allah says, I can take you away. Allah Almighty says, إِيَّشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. And you should believe, you should know that. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. Allah Almighty has the power to do that, okay? Because He has the Malik. Yeah, that's all, guys. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for complete information, complete details.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Brothers and sisters, now it's time for us to go and mention some tajweed points, necessary ones that you need to know about the fluency, about the correct recitation of these two verses. Okay, Fawad, Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. In the previous session, we talked about the rules here. Okay,
yes.
We will skip this part. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Only one word. One point. The word Allah, the pronunciation is important in Tajweed. You sometimes pronounce it with an A sound, sometimes with an A sound. When do you pronounce with an A sound? Hussein will tell us. And when we pronounce it with an A sound, Ali Nasir will tell us. Hussein, when do we pronounce the word Allah with an A sound? Allah, this way.
When Fatha and Zamma comes before the Allah.
Before the word Allah.
Yeah, before the word Allah.
Because nothing comes before Allah.
Yeah.
So whenever you see the word Allah, take a look at the word before it. If it ends in Fatha or Dhamma, it means the haraka, the vowel before the word Allah is a Fatha or a Dhamma. Pronounce the word Allah with an A sound. Alright? For example, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. Right, in the previous ayah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. Okay? Or in this ayah as well, we have وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرٌ. Ali Nasir, when do we pronounce it with an A sound? With an A sound. Whenever you have
A kasra
before the word Allah. Instead of that fatha or dhamma, you pronounce it with an A sound. Like what? Like here we have wakafa for what?
Wakafa billahi.
Ahsan billahi. Wakafa billahi wakila. So, wakilan tanween fatha, whenever the rules of stopping says whenever you stop at the end of this word, the rule says tanween fatha changes to Hasan
alif
mad. Wakilan is pronounced as
wakila
la, make an a sound with it. That was nice. So in the next ayah, in yasha yudhibkum. In yasha, nun sakin plus ya, you should merge the sound and extend the sound and also nasal sound produce. Okay, how do you do this for what?
Iyasha.
Iyasha. The noon is merged into ya. Iyasha. Yudhibkum. Yudhibkum. Iyasha. Yudhibkum. The letter dal, ha, they are important.
And ba is also important.
What about that?
Ba.
I wanted to ask Ali Nasir this one. Thanks for what? Ali Nasir, what about the letter ba? Do we have any special rule about the letter ba that appears sakin?
Yes.
What's the rule?
Five letters.
Oh, there's five letters? Okay.
When they appear sakin,
all right,
we should produce an echoing sound.
An echoing sound. What letters are they?
Qaf. Ta.
Ta.
Ba.
Ba.
Jim. Dal.
Dal. So, brothers and sisters, as Ali Nasir said, mashallah, these five letters, whenever they appear sakin, whenever they have a sukun on the top, or even not a sukun sign even, we mean no haraka, no a-i-u. So it means they are sakin, produce an echoing sound with them. Read them with a bouncing sound. Yes, Fawad? Like what? Yudh?
Hib.
Hib. That b sound. Don't read it with an a sound. Yudh hib. No. Yudh hib. When you merge, let it jump. Yudhib. This way. Let it jump, okay? Let it, like an echoing sound. Yudhib kum. Ayyuhannasu ayyuha. If you join this with the word annas, you skip hamzatul wasl, you skip
alif mad.
Alif mad, you skip the lamu ta'rif. You directly join ha, ayyuha, to
nun mushadda.
The letter nun mushadda, yes. Ayyuhannasu. Do not read it. Ayyuha al-nasu. No way, okay? Ayyuhannasu. Wa ya'ti bi-akharin. Akharin. It's really beautiful how you change the a sound to a sound. Like light sound to a heavy sound. Bi-akharin. A-a-i. Akharin. Okay, change it very beautifully. وَيَأْتِي بِآخَرِينَ. The letter Jim says what? Huh?
Optional to stop.
Optional to stop here or continue. Good job, Hassan. Thank you. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ. We mentioned how we read the word Allah. عَلَى ذَلِكَ. If you look at the word عَلَى and ذَلِكَ, both have a baby alif on the top. See it?
Dagger alif.
Dagger alif, that's called small or tiny alif. That means you pronounce it with an A sound. The alif, extend the mat.
وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا.
Changes to you? Hassan, tell us. قَدِيرًا.
قَدِيرًا.
قَدِيرًا. Ra is a heavy letter also. Ready to recite after me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's go. Brothers and sisters, practice with us, please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
وكفى بالله وكيلا.
وكفى بالله وكيلا.
إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين.
إن يشأ يذهبكم أيها الناس ويأتي بآخرين.
وكان الله على ذلك قديرا.
وكان الله على ذلك قديرا.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Allah bless you, inshallah. Stay with IRB English Radio. Next session, inshallah, will be here with you the same time tomorrow. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brother Fawad, Hassan Hussein, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next session. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تسعى.
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
When your horse returns to our camp riderless,
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of زيارة العاشورة. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك. May my father and mother be sacrificed for you. Indeed, my affliction due to what happened to you is immense. فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك. Therefore, I ask Allah who venerated your station and honored me through you أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. I ask Allah to provide me the succor to avenge for your blood with a supported leader from the family of Muhammad. May Allah pour down his mercy on him and his progeny. We thoroughly discussed the beginning part, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي, and we explained this expression of taftiya, that the phrase فَدَيْتُكَ is hidden, and it means I sacrifice for you my father and my mother. May my family be sacrificed for you. And this shows that the Zair believes that it is Imam Hussein alayhi salam that should be prioritized over everything. Now, we moved on to this phrase, لَقَدْ عَظُمَ مُصَابِي بِكَ. We said that in this part, the Zair swears and believes that the calamity befallen to him by this affliction is immense. It is severe. We said that in order to understand this immense and realize this immense sorrow, this intense affliction, the Zair has to pass two important stages. He has to pass from proper knowledge, which is accurate knowledge about the personality of the Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the details in the tragedy of Karbala. And he has to raise in himself the true love, the intense love and attachment for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that he feels united with the Imam, with his intentions, with his aims, understanding why Imam Hussein alayhi salam moved to Karbala in the first place will help him understand and reach this state of love. And we said that this characteristic of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this musab, this affliction sometimes leads some others to believe that it is only the weeping for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that is useful. And this is a weak point present in some of the mourning gatherings today. It has fortunately become lesser, but some still prefer profuse and loud weeping. It is regarded as the criterion of the success in the mourning gatherings, because the speaker in the minbar must relate the sorrowful accounts of the tragic event. While these accounts are related, the people are expected not merely to shed tears. The mere shedding of tears is not acceptable. The majlis must be rocked with cries of mourning. Of course, we do not say that this is not true, but what we believe is that this must not be the only objective. The tears must be shed as a result of realizing the facts, and that's how the majlis is raised and rocked with mournings, by descriptions of real history events.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts, no matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So we said that the tears in the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in mourning gatherings, if tears are shed as a result of listening to the facts, and the majlis is rocked with mourning by descriptions of real history, without false and somehow fabricated narratives, without distortion, without conjuring companions for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that did not really exist in the history, who are unknown to Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself, as they were non-existent, without attributing such children to Imam Hussein alayhi salam that did not actually exist, without carving out enemies for Imam Hussein alayhi salam that did not basically exist, that is a very good thing indeed. But when reality and truth are absent, should we try to make war against Imam Hussein alayhi salam by fabricating these lies and falsehoods? This is not true. This is the point that we need to realize in order to understand and express our state of intense affliction and sorrow. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Very welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. We would like to express our condolences on the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his faithful Sahabi or companions. With me in the studio is the guest speaker, Shaykh Rouhani from the Islamic Hawza of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
There is a famous proverb in English language that says, do as you would be done by. We can say, if you do goodness to the others, they will do goodness to you. If you do, we can say, behave negatively with the others, you have to wait for the negative behaviors of the others. Also in Farsi we say آنچه که عوض دارد گله ندارد. We can say whatever you behave with the others, if it is good, you will be receiving good. If it is bad, you will be receiving bad. Nowadays in the world, the concept of Quran desecration and Quran burning is in the headlines, the toppest news of the Muslim lands, especially in Sweden. We can say the Quran was burned. So